this is a Citizen podcast. My name is Tim Knomme from the University Medical Center Groningen in the Netherlands. I will discuss a paper entitled Employment Status and Work Functioning Among Kidney Transplant Recipients. Having the ability to work is very important, since it not only provides income, but also social contacts, day filling, structure and social status. More importantly, work contributes to quality of life. However, it is unclear which proportion of the kidney transplant recipients have work and how they function during work hours. To study this, we use data from the ongoing Transplant Lines Biobank and cohort study from Groningen, the Netherlands. Stable kidney transplant recipients that were at least 1 year after transplantation were included. This group was compared to two control groups, one group of potential kidney donors and one group of community-dwelling employed adults from a previously published study. We assessed self-report work functioning using the Work Role Functioning Questionnaire, which measures the extent to which physical and emotional problems affect an individual's ability to perform his or her work role over a broad variety of work demands. After exclusion of participants older than the retirement age and students, a total of 668 kidney transplant recipients, 246 potential kidney donors, and 553 community-dwelling employed adults remained. We found that 56% of the kidney transplant recipients was employed, which was lower than the 79% we found among potential kidney donors. Among the employed participants, we subsequently investigated their self-reported work functioning. We found that employed kidney transplant recipients reported to function very well at work. For instance, 75% of the employed kidney transplant recipients reported that they were able to fulfill their work role for more than 4 days in a full work week. Their work functioning scores were slightly lower compared to employed potential kidney donors, yet higher compared to community-dwelling employed adults. This good work functioning was better than previously published studies assessing work functioning in multiple other patient populations. In a subgroup of 28 employed kidney transplant recipients, work functioning was also assessed before the kidney transplantation. We found that the work functioning scores after transplantation were higher than before transplantation, which indicates that the work functioning improves after kidney transplantation. We also study potential targets to further improve work functioning among kidney transplant recipients. We hypothesized that the good work functioning of kidney transplant recipients may have been achieved by high motivation and modifications at work to create a good work-life balance. These results are highly encouraging and a clear message to employers that kidney transplant recipients can function well at work. However, it is important to realize that self-reported work functioning could only be determined for employed kidney transplant recipients. Work functioning may therefore be worse among unemployed kidney transplant recipients if they would get a job. In addition, we only included participants from the Netherlands, with call for prudence when extrapolating these findings to other regions. I want to close by thanking Citizen for the opportunity to talk about the paper in this podcast.
This podcast is copyrighted by the American Society of Nephrology. All rights reserved. All content in this podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended to be medical advice. This podcast should not be used in a medical emergency or for the diagnosis or treatment of any medical condition. Please consult your doctor or other qualified healthcare professional if you have any questions about any medical condition or before taking any drug, changing your diet, or commencing or discontinuing any course of treatment. Thank you for listening to this podcast from the American Society of Nephrology.